Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm about to discuss my thoughts about the Virgo new moon that will arrive on August 27th at 4:16 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time. And the 27th is Saturday. So, it's an interesting thing to look at here because we do have the sun and moon at 4 degrees of Virgo, which we would have. And so we're coming into a time when you might be looking at how to gear up for the coming period of time in terms of organization or work or health. And those would be the kinds of intentions you might want to set. But we know also that the mutable signs at this point in time are going to be challenged every now and then by Mars, as that has moved into Gemini. And that is what is happening for the new moon. 4 degrees Virgo, Mars at 4 degrees Gemini. And that's a square because the Virgo energy is very focused and determined on analyzing and putting things in order, and the Gemini energy does analyze, and it is very interested in things, but it isn't stable in focus, which can be extremely annoying to Virgo. So this is a challenge right off the bat at this particular new moon. And the other thing that's challenging the new moon is a degree of separation that we sometimes call the inconjunct or the quincunx. It's 150 degrees. And this is the classic quincunx because it is the Virgo to Aries. And this is Jupiter retrograde in Aries at 7 degrees Aries. That is another challenge because now we have the Virgo energy, which is what I just said it was, and the expansion of independence. And this Aries energy can be very impatient and just act without thinking a lot, you know, just wants to forge ahead. And the Virgo energy is much more cautious. So here we are, trying to set our intentions, and we have a few challenges in the way. So it may be an internal experience where we can't quite settle on a thought or idea. And with Mars in Gemini, that can be very possible as a potential. It's the kind of thing where you might need a Bach flower remedy, like the one for Gemini, Serrato, which brings you back to your higher mind, or the one for Aries, Impatience, which is trying to bring up too many things quickly and then being caught between varying ideas. But also, it might be the White Chestnut remedy for the thoughts that never let go and the rehashing and the rethinking and all of that stuff. So this is part of your challenge here, if it's internal. And if it's external, then, you know, somebody's playing one of those roles. And it doesn't work easily for the other. So Mars on his own, without the new moon, is moving towards a sextile to Jupiter. So that is definitely the freedom wanting duet. And also Mercury will have entered Libra and is at 1 degree Libra as this new moon occurs. So Mercury may catch up, probably will, and make a trine to Mars. It's already in orb of a trine to Mars in Gemini. So Mars, it has his easy out from the conflict with Virgo, but you know, that's still there. And Mercury is another experience in Libra that has difficulty making a decision. And that box flower is Scloranthus. So this is more like the choose between chocolate and vanilla kind of decisions that, you know, one thing seems right and then the other thing seems right. I think with Gemini, it's more like feeling that the self is right and not having to question other people to see if they agree. You know, so, but this Mercury is not quite close enough, but opposing Jupiter in Aries. So the Jupiter in Aries energy is, again, about the self and going full speed ahead in that direction. And, you know, Mercury in Libra is going to want to discuss everything, the pros and cons, and give another opinion and attitude. So this is what's sort of brewing in the agitation energies of what you may be feeling at the new moon. And again, this can be internal or external forces. We also have Saturn has retrograded in Aquarius to 20 degrees, and the Taurus energy is still holding at 18 degrees in retrograde now. So the retrograde has happened during the week, but it's going to go slow. So Saturn-Uranus square, you remember that famous square that we were talking about? Well, it's really getting closer and closer and coming back for another experience, and it's still the same issue. Are we going to make some plans and move with wisdom into the future and the new, or are we going to block that? Can we begin to understand that there are definitely manifested changes, like sudden and somewhat upsetting changes in what we're experiencing in the material world? Are we ready to make allowances for that as we look at the future? I mean, so far, we've just managed to squeak through some action from the United States, but it really is just mind-blowing, isn't it? How resistance is there. And also, another player in this particular energetic right now at this new moon is Venus in Leo, which is also conjunction the dwarf planet Ceres in Leo. And that Venus is almost in exact opposition to Saturn. And this is always a difficult thing because the Venus energy feels the cold rejection of that Saturn and that obstacle. And so it can get pretty dramatically upset about things too. And it's just come off an exact square to Uranus. So, you know, things we can say in the financial realm and things that make people feel like they have the ability to make purchases and stuff may be called into question here, definitely. So it's kind of, it's edgy. That's the word I would use for the general thinking about this particular new moon in Virgo. Also playing a role are the nodes. The South Node at 16 Scorpio and the North Node at 16 Taurus. They are also involved in this, what we could call, now that we've got a North Node involved, a fixed square, a grand cross in the fixed signs. And unfortunately, when you've got all four corners of the cross, it makes it harder for the planets involved to, quote, get out of the interaction that even a three-planet T-square would create. So we might be looking at having to deal with the fact that these issues are not going to be settled, not anytime soon, let's say. But we will move on to a full moon. In fact, let me just have a look at that full moon. It's September 10th. And that's the Virgo full moon. So we don't have the fixed T-square in effect anymore. So a couple of weeks later, we may be moving in a more changeable direction, but not right at this Virgo new moon. Players that are helpful, well, we have Neptune in Pisces, and that's still retrograde, of course. We're really deep into the retrogrades, and we have that ongoing sextile to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So we do have the ability, if we want to apply our psychic knowing energy and our spiritual wisdom and understanding to the situations that may be involved right now. The Eris figure of the goddess of discord, the cage rattler, is a 24 Aries, and she does form a sextile and trine to the Venus and Saturn if they weren't involved in the opposition of a fixed square. It might be helpful. She may be able to rattle cages about the situations in finance, but she will be a little bit blocked in that. She is still, of course, very much in the square to Pluto. So that is why people are rattling the cages of the power structures now. Eris is really trying to get us to look at different ways. So, at any rate, we also have an asteroid, Pallas Athena, at 25 of Gemini, who is unfortunately being squared by Neptune, so it's not as clear that the wisdom will be seen and heard, but she is in a trine aspect to Saturn. And so she is trying, I would say, to get that obstacle to have a new idea, a new thought about what needs to be done. So it's a lot going on, but none of it's clear path ahead. Okay. But that's okay. Sometimes we have to have that. Frustration can sometimes be the mother of invention, just like boredom can be the impulse for creation. So let's see what happens, but do your intentions nonetheless. And of course, I wish you all the best with this, and I will say goodbye for now.